Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 8th, 2021, and this is episode 26 of the Context and Clarity podcast. Now, my goal when I record these episodes is to inspire you, maybe to start the thought process, and hopefully to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Happy Monday. We're back for another week. Hope you had a great weekend, and now I have to ask, did you catch last week's episodes? I thought we had a great theme for the week and an important group of topics. Focusing on understanding and clearly articulating value might be one of the best ways to change the perception of the profession. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 21, we kicked off our theme by asking what value you provide or maybe even create for your clients. Tuesday, in episode 22, well, we cheated a little bit and continued Monday's topic when we asked how much you should charge for that value that you're providing. On Wednesday's episode 23, we took the next step in the process and talked about proposals. How can you communicate so clearly that your client just has to say yes? Then on Thursday, in our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed Lance Psycho to talk about architects as builders. How can architects take back the role of master builder? Should architects become master builders once again? Should you? Finally, on Friday's episode 25, we continued our mini-series on digital and social media platforms for architects, and we covered Facebook for architects. What are you doing on Facebook? Are you using your personal profile or do you have a company page? How about a group that you've created just for your clients? It was a great week and it was a great theme. If you missed any of these or you want to dig deeper into these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in some of the conversations in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com group. That's it. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining that group and maybe even adding to and becoming part of those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our daily context and clarity conversation format, and we'll begin on another theme that I think we all need to talk about. I'm calling it firm culture. This one is important whether you have employees or you are an employee, or maybe even if you're a sole practitioner. Even if you're all by yourself, your firm of one has a culture. Today's question is, what's the best way to retain talent? In a competitive job market, talent and recruitment can be a challenge. In fact, prior to the pandemic, multiple studies and surveys showed and demonstrated that the main concern of firm leaders across the country, and in fact, the biggest threat to the AEC industry, was lack of available qualified talent. If you have a star employee that you want to hold on to, what lengths would you go to keep them? Do you make sure that they're well compensated? Do you offer them a path to ownership? How about mentoring or leadership development? I'm curious to know what you do, because the real problem isn't really losing that star employee. It's actually replacing them. By some accounts, by the time that you recruit and you onboard and you train their replacement, it could cost you as much as 300% of their salary. That's huge. When we think about it in that way, it becomes even more important to retain that talent that we need to keep. But this conversation isn't just for firm owners. If you're an employee, I want to know what you want. What is it that makes you want to stay at a firm? Retention is a two-way street. When a friend tells you about an opening at their firm or a recruiter comes calling, what keeps you from testing the waters or even jumping ship? Understanding your point of view should help firm owners understand what they need to do as well. This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
typically Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.